Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1369, recorded June 16th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, featuring the My Ford Mobile smartphone app for electric vehicles. The My Ford Mobile app makes the electric driving experience fun and efficient. Learn more about Ford electric vehicle technologies at Ford.com/technology. And now, get ready for Dick. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. You're stuck with this show for the next half hour.
D-A-I-L.
Ladies and gentlemen, star of our show, Dick D. Bartolo!
I think your ball's leaking. How are you?
Actually, this is... stay tuned, because I have something new for my balls.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
It's a ball for my balls.
Well, great. Okay, this is definitely a video version selection.
I'll tell you what, I'm sitting on it. Whoa. I'm sitting... Whoa! I'm sitting on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you actually... demonstrate that in the turn the table turkey portion of the show.
Wow.
I'll have to have some staff support at that time. Thank you.
I think so.
And did the defibrillator come in? All right. We've ordered it.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
I hear that there is a wonderful weather center moving through your island right now.
Oh, it is beautiful out. It is unbelievable. And it's going to be for the next few days.
Now, do you go outside when it's like that?
No.
I just like
rain and sleet. I go, how, Dennis, it's going to be rainy. Let's go down the boat.
It's because you live in the city. I just think of city dwellers as not really being big on the great outdoors.
Yeah, no. I do like the great outdoors. Okay. The only slight problem is that, like, on Friday and Saturday nights now, it's difficult to get to the marina.
Oh, wow.
Because the Boat Basin Cafe is wall-to-wall people. That place has caught on.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's great. On a night like last night where there's an incredible sunset, you could hardly move. But, yeah.
Some reason, I don't know why, but I just, summer in New York to me spells trouble. I don't know why. I think people get angry, they get hot, they get sweaty, and
humidity is like really low these days. So this is not one of those days.
As Bill in Michigan says, no one goes to Central Park anymore. It's way too crowded.
Well, it depends on what part of the park. You know, during the weekday, quit your job and be a freelancer.
That's right. Then you can go in the middle of the day, and then it'll be you and Donald Trump. That's it.
Exactly, exactly. You know what I did yesterday, Leo?
What did you do yesterday, Dick?
I know that you're thinking of taking on yet maybe another income stream, and I saw an ad for the International Franchise Mart
at
the Javits Center. So I went. I found two possibilities.
I would like a franchise. I would like a franchise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in Petaluma has taken the Bumper Man franchise.
Bumper Man. Wait a minute. That sounds good. What does Bumper Man do?
Bumper Man, you bend them, I mend them. Okay?
Oh, I know that guy. He comes around with a giant suction cup.
This is the guy who just that's the fender guy.
Oh, this is. This right. is the bumper man.
But you know what? Yeah. And I took their brochure. I love this quote in here. It says, this is a satisfied customer. Being a bumper man franchisee has fulfilled a lifelong dream of
Ooh,
mine.
Ooh, yes. Every child dreams of being a bumper man.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
What are you going to be? I'm going to be a bumper man. Bend them, I mend them.
Now, Dr. Mom says, actually, the guy with the suction cup is the ding doctor.
He is the ding doctor.
Yeah.
Ding doctor was not at the show.
What does the bumper man get?
The bumper man, he does the bumpers. The ding doctor does the fenders.
Oh.
So you need the ding doctor and the bumper man, you'd really have a
bad pileup. So does he get, what does the bumper man get? A big rubber mallet? I mean, what does he have?
Well, they don't tell you the
process. What's the point of the franchise if they don't give you weapons?
Well, you know
I mean,
what?
Tools.
No, surprisingly enough, they had no actual workshop there. I was a little disappointed. But this
reminds
is
me of that old song, the telephone man. He put it in the living room, he put it in the den, he put it in the bedroom, then he put it in again. It's like, I don't know why, but when I think bumper man, that's kind of.
Yeah, okay, so you don't want that franchise.
No,
I think that's
no, I'm going to check that one off the list. What else you got? Now,
this is more you, Leo.
Okay.
1-800-FIX.com franchise. Mm.
Okay. I like the phone number, 1-800.
And this is why.
Yeah.
We're looking for highly motivated. That's you.
Yeah.
Business minded.
Yeah.
That's not you.
Okay. yes, that's true. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. The ideal candidate will be excited about the opportunity to build a highly successful cell phone and computer repair business.
Oh, look, it looks like I could be rolling in dough if I did this.
Rolling in dough.
Yeah.
And what I like most is that it says prior technical experience in the field is not necessary.
Look at this guy. Does he look like he knows anything? No.
Oh, yeah. No. He says, okay.
But she is rolling in the dough.
Yeah. Let me guess. Is this the phone? Yes. It was a tough test. They had a blender, a toaster, and a cell phone. And you had to guess which one was the cell phone.
It does say we buy all sorts of electronics, but we don't buy toasters.
Yeah.
We sell all sorts of electronics, but we don't sell toasters.
See, that's why she's earning the money, because she gets the connection.
She gets no toasters. Yeah.
No toasters.
Apparently, they'll fix anything as long as it's not a toaster, which is odd.
Yes.
So this is the big buck opportunity I was talking about, actually, on the radio show. That you know, if during the week, Monday through Friday, I could probably be fixing things, and I could make $50, $60 a day, easy.
Yeah,
easy.
And you have the room. You can have it. You can have it in the basement of your place. Also, there were a million franchises to fry things. Frying things is very big.
Oh, well, that's because nobody doesn't like fried food. Anything you fry it,
exactly.
Fry shoe leather. It's better.
Oh, fry toasters. Big.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, so I have the franchise book, and I'll mail it out to you.
Would you please? Dr. Mom's suggesting deep fried butter. What is there is very little that they fry candy bars, Snickers. They deep fat fry Twinkies, I've seen.
They are now frying pizza, deep fried pizza.
Because pizza wasn't good enough.
No, they put the cheese in the crust and then they decided this isn't enough. Let's deep fry it.
I do know you can deep fry ice cream. That's quite good.
Yes. No, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That is good.
It's all at the Texas State Fair this weekend, by the way, if you want to go and try it.
Excellent.
Fry it, then try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to deep fry this fibrillator just in case I'm in the vat and I need a little help at the last moment. Well, that sounds like fun. So you went to the franchise fair. Did you go looking for...
You know what? I was hoping I could find like a place that was franchising something that could turn into a gadget, but I did not. But yeah. I thought, you know what? I'll just pick up stuff for Leo here.
I think it sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And surprisingly, not a lot of free food. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you'd think that with all that stuff they're frying.
Yes, Subway was there and Papa John's was there looking for franchisees, but no one was bringing samples.
Wonder what you know.
Anyway.
I wonder if maybe I could franchise Twit.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. We could have, I know, we could have like, you could have the daily fizz biz. And, the you know, we could just have like slightly, it'd be slightly different, you know, names for each show. Instead of, you know, tech news today, we could do like, I don't know, alligator news today. And it would just be a little different, but similar.
Leo, a podcast training school.
Ooh, that's a good way to take people's money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably about the only way to make money in podcasting, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It probably is the only way to make money.
Yeah. By the way, Dr. Mom, I don't know what she's been complaining about my diet, you know, because I don't eat carbs. And now she's sending me a recipe for deep fried butter. So I don't know. I think Dr. Mom's conflicted. I don't know whether she wants me to die or wants to kill me.
Oh, Paul, it's from Paula.
Paula Deen's fried butter balls.
Yeah.
Why would you have a recipe for that?
Have you ever seen any of her any of her recipes?
Just in case you were wondering, it does in fact require butter, cream cheese, salt and pepper, flour, egg, breadcrumbs, and peanut oil.
I went to one of her book signings, and they had a deep fryer there. She would sign the book, and they would French fry it for you just before you took it. Right before you took it home.
She actually did an episode of her show called "Everything's Better with Butter," in which she just was all butter, including deep fried butter balls.
Oh God!
Is she famous for being? Wasn't there a news story about like her, like and health somehow related?
Yes, she's. I think she has diabetes.
She has diabetes. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a surprise!
And she's had it for years, and there's some sort of, you know, according to the scandal paper, she didn't want to bring it out until she got a drug endorsement deal.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so like on the headline on one of those papers that may or may not be true. So I do not know the true story.
Well, Fox News says she has type 2 diabetes, so I believe it. Oh, it's okay. When I was a kid, Adele, what was her name? She was very famous health enthusiast. And she died of cancer, and so that kind of put a... And then there was that guy, Jim Fix. He liked to run, right? He was a big runner.
Jim Fix.
And then he had a heart attack. So it really, pretty much, I think being healthy is bad for you.
It is. It absolutely... You know what? If you wait long enough, there's an article, I think it might have been in the Times, where salt is good for you.
I saw that. That's a good... That's my guy that wrote that. Paul Gary Taubes wrote that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Adele
there
Davis.
You go. Wait long enough and everything that you really love will turn out to be
remember
the very
Woody
best.
Allen in Sleeper? He said, we found out fried food was good for you. He was owner of a health food store. And they said, oh, no, that's that stuff's terrible. Oh,
that'll kill you.
That'll kill you. Science has learned that fried food is actually.
Yeah.
But that's what that article fried. Said in the Times, that in fact, all the doctors have been recommending low-salt diets. It turns out it'll kill you.
There you go.
That you need salt.
There are
about
500 people right now mainlining salt. Leo said it's okay. Leo said it's okay.
Oh, yeah. If you take health advice from Leo, you deserve what you get. That's all I can say. So, and deep fried salt, really good.
Mm.
So what is your gadget today?
Our gadget today, the first gadget is really clever and cute. And if you're a new parent, you might enjoy the stoplight alarm clock. So this is the stoplight alarm clock.
Oh, I love this.
So what it does is when you put the kid to sleep, and it's on Amazon if you just type in spotlight sleep clock. When you turn the alarm on, you set it, the red light comes on very bright. And toddlers, it's really easy to
teach
them.
They
get it. Yeah, red is stop.
Don't get out of bed. I don't care if Santa Claus is coming down the chimney. You get back in bed.
Exactly. So then at whatever time you set it for, silently, the green light comes on. So now the child knows it's okay to get out of bed and wake the parents
now,
up.
I, you know, it's funny. We actually mentioned this. We used to do a child-rearing podcast until our kids actually got older and we realized we knew nothing called Jumping Monkeys. And I think on Jumping Monkeys, we actually talked about this and recommended it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. There was a different version like 4 or 5 years ago. I like this particularly because I think kids will really respond to it. It's a little car. You can get a boy car.
Or a girl car. Yeah. It's
cute. And the yellow light is...
What does that mean? Go to the bathroom?
No. The yellow light goes on and off. If the kid takes a nap, it can be a little security night light.
Oh.
So it's very clever. Also on Amazon, I noticed that there is a version with a cat on a scooter or a dog on a scooter. If for some reason you don't want the cars, they sell for $39.99. And for some reason, the dog and cat version are cheaper, about $33.
Nobody wanted them.
No one wanted them. There you go.
They're all on the website. It's stoplightclock.com. You know, I think something maybe you'd be interested in knowing, the green light never actually comes on.
No.
And that's why parents particularly like this. The kids just never get out of bed.
Yeah.
They're trapped.
You know, honey, you know what? It just dawned on me. We're in Bermuda. Did
red light. Red light.
No, it's okay. I set it for 2 weeks from now at 7 a.m.
Credit to Dr. Mark's wife who was in there with Dr. Mark. We should mention, one of our most fervid fans is in there with you right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Did you know?
No, all I know is
he's in the studio.
Right. I mean, I had to wrestle the mic away from Dr. Mark to even do the radio spot.
I heard there was a little commotion when you were doing the radio spot.
He said, listen, I drove down to get here. I want to be on the air. I said, could you just wait till I do the radio spot? He said, well, okay. But I bought my guitar and I plan on singing a song.
He did. And a little later on, Dr. Mark Sekunig, or Forrester as we know him, will in fact perform the Turn the Table Turkey theme for us all. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
It's a new CD that's coming out soon.
Yes.
Franchises to Stay Away From.
This is cool. The Stoplight Alarm Clock. A red light for a good night. If this works, I mean, but do we know that it works? Because this is such a good idea.
Well, you know what? What I always do is check the reviews on Amazon. Hundreds of them. Most people are in love with it. A few people said they thought it was cheaply made. It does come from China.
Well, it doesn't matter. The kid doesn't know.
I think, pretty rugged. The thing is, the people who it works for, they say you could put any price you want on this clock and I would buy it because my kid really pays attention to it. And every day I set it for 15 minutes later because I'm finally getting some sleep.
Wow. And I wish they'd had this. I wonder if Henry would be influenced by it today. I mean, he is 17.
You know what? When we went driving, Leah, he did not recognize what red green was for. I said, Henry, it's a red light. He said, yeah. It's nice, isn't it? He said, it's not the kind of red I like.
Not my favorite color.
Not my favorite color.
We're not going to stop here.
No.
Wow.
He said, Dick, the red light is a suggestion.
Pretty much exactly his thinking.
Petaluma. I figured, well, Petaluma, it might be different.
We only have a couple of lights, so, you know, you miss one, there's always another one down the road a bit.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a good idea. We could put this outside his bedroom door in case he's got visitors.
He could set the red and green light.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So that is now. Do we have a video of the week this week?
We do have video of the week. I think it's called "Give It the Gas." And
anything I should know about it ahead of time?
Nope. Gizwizvideos.com should take you to it.
Any preparations our viewers?
I can just tell you that. Oh, there we go.
I hear it. Explanatory.
It's
self-explanatory. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our creation of the week from Dick DiBartolo. A little film short. Remember they used to do that on Saturday Night Live? And now, a little film short by Dickie D. Here we go.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Medis writer, and the Gizwiz with this week's
There's somebody behind you, Dick.
Okay, I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I come in here twice a year.
I'm in here a third time. There's a stranger on the other side of the counter there. I just want you to know It looks like he's aiming something at you that says Twit on it. I don't.
It's called a mirror.
Oh, a mirror. Ooh. Aren't we highfalutin? All right. I'm gonna rewind because I was a little distracted. But you can see Dennis shooting this
yes, thing. Absolutely. Yeah. I know. I didn't want to give away the mystery that I don't actually talk and do these myself. But
you have help.
Unfortunately.
There was a mystery. I thought you were using a high-quality camera. Apparently, you're using a phone.
No, we're using the Beto, which is
pretty. Oh, it's the Beto. Okay.
Yeah, the Beto.
Okay. Here we go. One more time.
Hey, Dickie Martolo, Mads Madness writer, and the GizWiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video. Okay, so I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I come in here twice a year to make a pineapple upside down cake. But now I'm in here a third time this year to make something I've never made before. I'm going to make soda. Yeah, soda that you drink. Oven set for 420 degrees, which is stupid because you don't need the oven. Okay. All you need is this. This is a little system called SodaStream. And you need plain, ordinary tap water, okay? So I already filled a SodaStream bottle, and you use their bottles because it takes the amount of pressure that you want, and you decide how fizzy you want your soda to be. So this is plain, ordinary tap water. They like it refrigerated before you start. There's a little fill line here. I seem to have gone a touch over the fill line, so I'm just going to spill a touch out. And then you come back and you put it up under the nozzle. Now, there's a CO2 cartridge back in here. And we already put it in because that's pretty boring to see. And you just turn this guy until it stops. It has stopped, okay? And so no electric, no LEDs. That's one single button. And this is the button to add the CO2 gas
to your
ordinary tap water. And whoa! So you start by fizzing it, and you keep fizzing it. Oh, I love this! Is fun, isn't it? That's why they sent me one, because at the expo. So that's that was two.
I guess we're out.
Three is sort of an ideal amount of carbonation. Four, I guess that was. I guess you won't call it.
You've overgassed it.
You can go up to 10 if you like it really fizzy. And that's why they say use these bottles, because it can take that amount of fizz. And then we're going to tilt it forward. Tilting it forward just releases the extra gas. And we unscrew it.
Wow, actually made it soda water.
And then we're going to add the... So right now, this looks good. Look at
this. Shows
nice
you why
in there.
Coca-Cola is such a profitable
this is
business.
Free. So I happen to like Coke Zero, so maybe this will be vaguely like that. So you unscrew this, and it's like laundry detergent. However, do not use laundry detergent, okay?
And don't really use
and
this on your
you
laundry
spill
either.
The cap full of that into
the
this.
Syrup. Look at that.
Ooh.
And shake it up really good.
Ooh, even Dennis likes this. And then don't shake it up, okay?
I heard you. Even recording this.
It says that if you shake it up, you're in for a big shock, because it's what would happen with any kind of soda. But you just sort of mix the flavor in. So we're going to do that one. I don't
he
know
just
if
made a
giz
whiz fizz.
And then two, I'm going to get a paper towel here. And we're going to open it. Okay. Oh, I guess I should have. Let me lean over here and get. I'll just get a mug since there's a mug that's.
The kitchen
handy,
is so clean.
And also a mug.
How long
have
those cookies been there?
And.
No, less than a month.
Oh, this is pretty good.
It looks like soda.
Cola free. And let me sit taste. Actually, it's pretty decent. All right, so let me tell you about pricing. Machine's a little bit under $100. List for $99.99. Probably some discounts online, but I'm not sure. You're better off with the whole kit. Kit's about $129 or $139. You get two bottles, and you get a pack of...
sugar water.
Package of 12 different flavors.
Flavored
so you can try
water,
all the different flavors. You can make ginger ale. You can... You can buy a tonic water thing. You can make lemonade. You can make crystal light.
Doc Mark wonders if they have Dr. Brown's Cellray in there.
I went online, hundreds and hundreds Moxie. Of reviews, mostly very favorable. Moxie. Seems to be that a bottle of soda like this would be somewhere around 55 to 65 cents to make it. In New York City, a 2-liter bottle of soda is $2. To 230. So this is a real saving. The great thing about this is not lugging the bottles back and forth. You keep using the same bottle over and over again. And you can make soda any time, day or night, when you run out of soda. So basically, I'm giving this 5 bubbles up.
No recycling.
And no recycling. Absolutely. The same bottle keeps getting used.
You could use the same water over and over again.
So there it is. SodaStream. And I think the website is SodaStreamUSA.com. But this will all be on my website. I like it. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with this week's weekly daily. I guess I shouldn't do this. I think I won't. Weekly daily Gizwiz video.
No more fizzes.
This is what you would do.
Exactly.
Not to do this.
I see. If the bottle's not in there, it must shut the gas off. Clever. Bye.
And people are saying, how do we shut the gas off again? Didn't Mayor Bloomberg ban soda in New York?
Well, not soda, but the giant, in other words, at a fast food place, you'll only be able to buy
supersize.
A 16-ounce cup. Anything over 16.
Maybe you want to bring the SodaStream with you the next time you go to Burger King and make your own.
Make my own,
Mayor Bloomberg.
You can make seltzer for 25 cents a bottle.
Because you don't need the flavoring. Seltzer is just carbonated water.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I like the fact that you don't have to drag soda bottles back and forth. And it may not be as money-saving in other parts of the country because a 2-liter bottle, the cheapest I can find a 2-liter bottle of soda is $1.99. And with that machine, you can make 2 liters for $1. So it would pay for itself rather quickly. And also not lugging the bottles back and forth and no bottles in the landfill and... it's pretty nifty. And you can make diet drinks and regular drinks. And their regular drinks are less sugar than commercial brands. I think it's a very good idea.
Do you drink soda pop?
I drink a ton of soda pop.
Coke-free, that stuff.
Yeah, Coke Zero is what I've been drinking. Oh, and in the gas container, Zabar's carries them. You bring the... The gas container fills up the whole back of that machine. You bring the gas container in, it's $15, and you give them that one, and they give you a new gas container filled. So you just keep bringing them back to the store. And Bed Bath & Beyond, a lot of chains are doing this now. So it's very easy to get the gas refilled.
Cool.
Yeah. And if your ball runs out, Leo, God knows, maybe you could carbonate
that. That's like interesting, because CO2 in the ball...
Yeah,
it had a little fizz to the whole thing.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow!
Yeah, it seems a little pricey. It's a little $100 for that seems a little pricey.
Yeah, I think that's why if you're in an area where prices are very high, it could pay for itself quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're right.
I mean, 50 cents a bottle. It should be pennies a bottle.
Well, seltzer's 25 cents a bottle.
Yeah.
And seltzer here, Dennis drinks a lot of seltzer. It's 89 cents for a bottle of seltzer here a liter of seltzer. I don't know. Do you know what you pay for soda out there?
I don't. I don't drink that crap.
Okay.
That's the worst stuff ever.
You're too busy.
It's horrible.
Making cold stone soda.
Yes, exactly.
It's the man who said, that seems a little pricey for me, the man who's paid... So far, $15,000 in coffee making equipment.
Cold brew coffee making. I have a whole dedicated counter for coffee making. But I won't touch soda. No siree.
No.
Let's see. I think it's time for Gadget 3.
It is Gadget 3, and it's from V-Moda. Do you know V-M-O-D-A? Do you know V-Moda. That name?
Sounds familiar.
They make... entire line of headphones.
Oh, yeah.
You know. up into the hundreds of dollars. Well, it's kind of interesting because, let me get the guy's name here. The founder of the company, or the president of the company, where is his name? Oh, yeah, Val Colton, T-O-N, the founder of V-Moda, is very big into trying to help people, especially young people, save their hearing, because now it's very easy to go to rock concerts and buy gigantic speakers. And even though they make headphones, they're making something new, kind of clever, and they're called V-Moda faders. So they look like a pair of their high-tech headphones, but they're actually earplugs that just knock 18 decibels off the music that you're listening to.
That's good, because my son won't wear earplugs because it's uncool, right? But if they look like they were wearing headphones, that would be cool, because you go to a concert but you're listening to something else. That's the height of cool.
That's exactly right. And the great thing is they're like $20 on his website.
That's a very good idea.
And also it's kind of interesting. They come with this little string, and they come with a carry case, and the carry case has a hole through it, so you can use the string to also carry the carry case. But if you don't want the string at all, they're actually threaded into the earplug so that they unscrew. They come in three different colors, but they're really nicely designed. They look like they're brushed steel. And you're right. I think people who feel dorky wearing earplugs, no one will ever know that you're not wearing a pair of high-end earphones with these guys. So it's called V-Moda Faders, and Amazon has them for like $19 and change. And they come with four sets of those little silicone rubber tips so that you can fit them to your ear pretty precisely. And as I said, knocks 12 decibels off the ear, off the noise level, and still lets you hear the music or the voice. I tried it with both music and voice until the neighbors upstairs started banging on the floor. Cut out that noise, which is annoying because it's Dennis. But anyway.
So the idea is really not to put on earplugs and listen to your stereo really loud, because that would probably be kind of counterproductive, right?
Kind of counterproductive.
You annoy the neighbors, not yourself.
That's good.
Clever.
Oh, wait, maybe we can sell
it's
them
a new
that.
Campaign. Hey, I am excited. I have two, not one, but two gadgets for our turkey today.
Whoa.
One of which involves...
I'll have to sit tight.
Yeah, well, you will have to sit tight. This one of them involves some real tight sitting.
Okay.
Okay? But stay tuned. Before we do that, I do want to talk a little bit about our friends at Ford, the Ford Motor Company. Of course, as announced, we talked a lot about it, the 2012 Focus Electric. It's available at EV-certified Ford dealers near you. You can find out more at Ford.com/technology. But we wanted to talk today a little bit about the exciting app that comes with your electric vehicle at Ford. If you go to Ford.com/electric/Focus Electric/2012, you can read more about the Focus Electric and find out more about this amazing app. It's called the My Ford Mobile app. Let me find the 2012 Focus Electric site and I can show you more here. So if I scroll down a little bit, you'll see that this app is so cool. It runs on smartphones, including Android, iPhones, of course, Blackberries, and it allows you to do things like, well, choose when the car should charge. You could do that from your phone. The value charging feature, which is powered by Microsoft, actually knows what the best times are for charging, the lowest utility rates, and will make sure your car charges at that point, which is, I think, very cool. It also does things like shows you the most eco-friendly route, shows you where charging stations are, shows you the current state of charge for your electric vehicle, how soon it'll be fully charged, all this on your mobile. And then they have a great website, which has like leaderboards for how much CO2 you've saved and so forth. Look, I saved 392 pounds of CO2, enough to fill 300 exercise balls. See, even they're using CO2 for their exercise balls. I swear to God, it said that right on the site. It is just really exciting to be to see what Ford is doing with the latest state-of-the-art consumer electronics, merging it with the car to give you an incredible vehicle. I actually, last time I did this commercial, I started building my Ford Focus Electric because I'm kind of I kind of want to get one. Choose transmission. Is it one speed? Yes, that's all. Just, you don't have a big expensive transmission. You don't have to have tune-ups. These motors are incredible. There's no oil changes ever again. Things like that. It's just so cool. I want you to check it out. Go to your EV-certified Ford dealer and test drive the 2012 Ford Focus Electric and bring your smartphone. So you could put the My Ford Mobile app on it and see how cool it is. This is, you would like this. They even have LEDs in the plug so that it the charge port lights up when it's fully charged. How do you like that?
I like that. I'm going to buy a port.
Yeah. You don't need the car.
No, just I want to
just get the plug.
Just the port.
Yeah, just so
port.
You know, I think you could have a remote charging station in front of your house. And when people come to visit, they can plug in. You don't need the car.
Yep.
See?
Franchise opportunity.
Yep. Portable remote charging stations. How about that?
I'm liking it.
Did you know this car has an eco-conscious interior? The seat fabric is 100% recycled materials. The cushions are made of bio-based foam derived from plant seed oils. They don't talk about that a lot, but really, this is an eco. This is all-round eco-friendly. And you've got it. You've got to ride in it. It's so comfy. So nice. 2012 Ford Focus. Soon the plug-in Fusion hybrid, the Energy, will be out. And eventually every car in the Ford line will have a My Ford Mobile app. We thank Ford for their support of the weekly Daily Gizwiz. And now if you, my friend Dick, would do the honors, it's time for Turn the Table Turkey Time, and I have a very special theme recorded for us.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Leo Laporte, a man who has his head in the sky, his butt on a ball.
Yes.
Will entertain us with his Turn the Table Turkey.
Leo looks under his desk to find some crap to share.
This is Dr. Forrester.
He says, Leo, that's your underwear.
What?
Next time Leo looks, he comes up with a pair of shoes. Dick says, Leo, that's not what we share on Gizwiz News. Third try, Leo, but gets scratched by a spork. Dick says, Leo, we're geeks, we aren't dorks. Show them something silly, remarkable, or just unique. For Turn the Table Tuesday comes but once a week. Show them something silly, remarkable, or just unique. For Turn the Tables Turkey comes but once a week.
Dr. Mark Sukarnik, our iDoc.
Wow.
Mark. And his
wow.
performance.
That and was an electronic harp that you have there.
I think so. Oh. He performed that live at Carnegie Hall last night.
Yeah, the Carnegie Hall Deli in the alleyway.
So this is, I got two. And this one actually comes to me, and I've got thanks to Lizard77, Liz Romero, for handing me the box. You actually bought this, right? It's the TheraBand 13-inch latex-free. What do you think? Now, if I tell you that much, what do you think? PVC. It's a stability disc. Now, you know I sit in a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? It's all
everybody does. I sit on a CO2-filled rubber ball. This one is flavored with Coke Zero. And I like it because it gives me, you know, core strength. But you can't always, like, you know, when you're traveling at a hotel, you can't bring your ball with you. I tried, and they don't let you on the airplane with your stability ball. So this is the idea of this is you could use it for exercise. In fact, a lot of people do weightlifting on things like this. They call it a BOSU ball. It's kind of like a half ball. This is tough. You wouldn't break this. But you could also use it to sit on. So, and it has little nubbies on the bottom of it, which would be suitable for massaging the buttocks or whatever body part you're perched upon, and on the other side, it's just got little nubbies for grip because you certainly wouldn't want to slide off this. Now, is it inflatable or is it just as is? It looks like it has a little a hole for like a sports ball inflator, a pin, you know, and so if you had, you know, a pump. So let me just try sitting on this. Now, this might not be recommended because I am already sitting on a ball. So I'm going to put the TheraBand. Stability.
Oh, the TheraBand is just for a chair, basically.
Yeah, I think you probably aren't supposed to put it. I mean, this would be this is doubly therapeutic. Now.
Yeah.
Because I'm
and
sitting.
Suicidal.
Yeah. It really, this is good for core strength. Look at that. I mean, I am really floating. Yeah.
And you look really good, too.
This is actually, it's not bad. It's kind of, But yeah, you probably wouldn't want to do this on a ball. Yeah. But you could put this on a chair. And Liz says it feels very, you know, she sits on a ball out in the office. And she says it feels very much like sitting on a ball as well. So how much was that, Liz? Probably $25. The TheraBand. I think this is cool. For people who've seen me sit on a ball, that's not always convenient. And frankly, it tempts people at the office to come around with a sharp stick. The stability disc. You can also use it for things like sit-ups and crunches, and it's good to your balance is important. So thank you, Liz. I think that's really cool. It's very nice. But that's not my only gadget.
Wow, there's more?
I also have this quad core pen I want to show you.
Ooh.
Actually, I could show you this. I realized during the radio show we were talking about multi-core processors that this Twit pen is a multi-core pen. It has black, red, blue, and a stylus all in one pen.
Oh.
And just like a multi-core processor, you still can only do one thing at a time.
Wow.
But that is not my gadget. This, my friends.
Really?
Ooh. It's my gadget. It is the Samsung Galaxy S3. It's coming out on AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile in about 1 week. You could pre-order it on, I think, all four carriers now. This is what everybody is talking about, the hot new smartphone. The Galaxy S2 was very popular. In fact, I loved it. This is the successor. And you'll notice a few things. Remember, I was using a Galaxy Note for a while. That's a 5.3-inch screen. This isn't quite as big. It's only 4.8 inches, but it's the same resolution, 1280 by 720, which means it's a high-def screen. And I have to say, it really is beautiful. I don't know if you could tell on the stream how gorgeous
this
is.
Boy, I can see the fish moving back there.
Yeah, you know, well, okay, so this is a quad-core phone.
Oh, they're real fish.
Yeah, they're actually in the phone.
Oh, wow.
This phone is four 1.4 gigahertz processors. It's an Exynos chip, which comes from Samsung. That's a lot of power in this phone. Probably more. Oh, I'm not signing into Netflix here. I have another movie app on here. I'll run it. I want to play a movie for you. A high def movie in here because it really is a gorgeous screen. I would say this is the most beautiful screen I've ever used. It's Samsung Super AMOLED. Yes, unlike the Nexus, Galaxy Nexus, which was also a Super AMOLED high-res screen, and a Pentile display. That's where they kind of fake the number of pixels. This really looks good. There's no color noise in the whites. It's just very deep, rich colors. And at 1280 by 720, it is super high resolution. This is easily Retina quality display. It's just a gorgeous display. Very suitable for watching videos on. In fact, it comes with two videos free. The Bodyguard. I mean, they're not the greatest movies, but it comes with a couple of videos. It comes with Dropbox, 2 years of Dropbox, 50 gigs storage. Now, what I've just described, the quad core, the 50 gigs of Dropbox storage, the two free movies, are not on all carriers. In fact, a couple of carriers, I think it's Verizon and AT&T, have decided not to offer the Dropbox. I think most of the U.S. carriers are only doing dual core, not quad core. That's because they want to support LTE, and there's no LTE chip that has quad core. I don't think that's going to be a big problem. I think that quad core is crazy. This is a very fast phone, but I think it would probably be just as fast, and you'd probably get better battery life with the dual core. But I just think it's gorgeous. One thing that you will get is this Android exclusive, and I should say this is an Android phone. It's an ice cream sandwich version 4.0. But this is an Android exclusive. Flipboard, which has for a long time been one of my favorite apps on the iPad, came out with an iPhone version in December, which is just spectacular. And now this is the Android version, but you can only get it on a Samsung Galaxy S3 for at least the first few months. It's a really great way of reading newspapers or magazines, Twitter feeds on the phone. And it is gorgeous on this screen. And this screen is just the right size. 4.8 inches, still small enough to hold. It's extremely thin. In fact, unlike the Galaxy S2, there's not even a bump at the bottom for the antennas. It's just really thin, really light. It feels like it's just a big screen, you know? The camera is spectacular, too. It is the same Sony processor and camera that Apple uses in its iPhone 4S. Now, remember, it's not just camera. It's also software. But I have to say the Samsung TouchWiz camera app is quite spectacular. Let me just show you an image I shot earlier today. One of the things the camera has is a built-in panorama feature, which means you can just turn the camera, shoot 8 shots, and within seconds, because of this super fast processor, it will stitch those together. It stitched together this beautiful shot, 8 pictures. I can't find any errors in the stitching. It's absolutely perfection. And the image quality is very, very good. Maybe not. It's possible that the software doesn't produce as same quality images as on the iPhone. Maybe the color rendition is not quite there, but it is the same hardware. And I thought that the images I was getting with this were fantastic. Just really good, crisp, excellent color. I love the panorama feature. I think that's so much fun. I can't stop taking pictures of panoramas, to be honest with you. This is a panorama too, but we were having margaritas, so pay no attention to that. It was last night. I was testing out the phone. This version is not LTE because I got the unlocked European version. But if you do get it on an LTE carrier, AT&T or Verizon, you'll get LTE. Battery life quite good, 2100 milliamp hours, which is just a little bit smaller than the Galaxy Note battery, which is 25. I found that it goes all day very easily. Even with this beautiful screen, and you are going to spend a lot more time looking at the screen. It's just spectacular. Very fast, very easy to use. You saw my fish. The reason I have fish in the background is because there's so many processors. I thought I need to find something to do to use all these cores. I never used these fish on my older phone. I did, but I loved them. But I always was worried that it was using up all the processor juice. So on this phone, no problem. You got plenty of extra horsepower for the fish. In fact, let me just feed them because they're a little bit hungry right now. Oops. And if you tap the top of the screen, it puts some fish food in there, and they go up and they eat it. Very lovely little. That's a live wallpaper. It's one of the things Android does that the iPhone doesn't is allows you to have live wallpaper. It also allows you to have widgets, which I like, which are larger than icons. You can have an icon grid. If you want an iPhone style icon grid, of course you can do that. But I do like the fact that Android phones allow you to have larger kind of controls on the screen, like this giant flipboard. Here's Evernote and the Google Drive. Here's some music players. I think this is the best phone I've ever used. It just blows me away. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Galaxy Nexus was $300. The Galaxy Note was $300 with a 2-year contract. They're going to charge $200 for this phone, wow, all of the major carriers, which is more the standard price for a smartphone. But, of course, that's with a new 2-year contract. Samsung apps on here. This is the Samsung TouchWiz interface, although you can, in fact, I'm actually using a third-party launcher called Nova that I really like. There are a lot of third-party launchers for Ice Cream Sandwich. This does come with Ice Cream Sandwich, the latest Android 4.0. But TouchWiz is quite good, too. That's the Galaxy, new Galaxy interface. I think Samsung gets out of the way. They do have a few additional features. Instead of using the Google Calendar, you'll be using the what they call an S calendar. I think it's a perfectly good calendar. I'm actually quite fond of it, and you know, in some ways, it supersedes. It's a little bit better than the Google Calendar on here. Of course, it syncs with your Google account. It's one of the other things that I think Samsung does quite well. They attach to quite a few different kinds of accounts, including your own Samsung account, and you can use the Samsung account for backup of a lot of settings. So I've got this associated with Facebook, Skype, Google, Dropbox. I got that extra 50 gigs, which is kind of nice. Samsung, Twitter, Pinboard. You know, they made a big deal about how the new iPhone's going to support integration with Twitter and Facebook. Forget that. You got everything, and you can add more accounts like crazy. I mean, there's just fantastic support for integrating into the phone. I think Android really has some nice features, and this hardware is easily the nicest Android phone out there. I just love it. This is the Samsung Galaxy S. It'll be available soon on all U.S. carriers. It's available now around the world. They took 9 million pre-orders for this phone. This is probably going to be the best-selling phone of all time, at least for now. Of course, there's always a new phone coming along, and Apple will respond with their iPhone 5. That's coming soon. But boy, I'm just blown away by this. I just think it's a gorgeous phone. Here's the Google Plus application on the phone, and it's got a lot of pictures, very picture rich. And you just see how beautiful pictures are on this device. If you're ready for a new phone, I know you love your Droid. Verizon will have this. This will be
I'm looking forward to
that. I think you will really, really like it.
Yeah. Does it come in black, too? Do you know?
It comes in two colors right now on most carriers. This is called marble white. And then there's a pebble blue, which is a dark blue. So it's there's no black. AT&T, I think, is going to have a red version as well. One thing that I think, this is very comparable to the HTC One X, which is the other, I think, really great Android phone, but it has one thing that beats the One X. It has a removable battery. And I think that's really huge. I always buy a couple of batteries and an external charger because, of course, battery life on smartphones, getting through a day is a challenge. It's not unusual that I'll carry an extra battery, and when it gets to the end of the day and it's starting to run down, I'll just pop in another battery. And having that capability is really, really big. So there it is. That's the Galaxy S3, the latest phone from Samsung. They got a lot of attention when they announced it. And I have to say, I believe it lives up to the hype. This is just a spectacular phone, just gorgeous. There you go. That's my turn the table turkey of this week.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's just. If you play with it, I think you immediately see how fast it is, and you've just got to see the screen in action in person. We're not doing it justice here on our show because, of course, we're not as high resolution as this screen is. They also, it's funny, they have and they've done this for some time now on the Samsung Super AMOLED screens. I think it kind of cracks me up. They have a screen mode. You could choose dynamic, standard, natural, or movie, just like on your TV. And so natural is kind of muted color. Some people complain about Super AMOLEDs and how extra vivid the colors are. But I keep it on dynamic. I like those rich reds and the bright and dark blacks and the bright yellows. I think that just really looks good. But you can choose that. Lots of nice features on this. This is a spectacular phone. Oh, I should mention NFC is built into the battery, so you will want to use a Samsung brand battery. NFC is near field communication, the idea that you could tap a phone on a pay pass or pay point and it would automatically sense it. And then if you're using Google Wallet, it could debit the wallet automatically. I don't know if Google Wallet supports this phone, but I would presume it does. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it even better than that thing that you sit on and irritate
really?
Your buttocks.
The butt massager?
Yeah.
All right.
I like the phone better.
this is just, I can't put it down. I've been very fond of it. And even though I have to carry an iPhone with me because it's the only number that everybody knows, this is the phone I use. I really, really love it. In fact, so much so I've actually got the iPhone phone number forwarding to the Samsung. That's my turn the table turkey, but don't stop listening because we're about to take a very important trip. A trip to a place where gadgets go to die. A place where gadgets can romp and play in the sun before their bones decay into dust and they go into everlasting eternity. Waving goodbye to all those who loved them as they slide into mortal darkness. Yes, it's Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
Ho-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the crypt, Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, how you doing, pal?
I am well, Dick. I don't know. You know, we always do that because in the original show, it was a brand new show. Each, you know, gadget, we did five shows. But we've been doing the show for an hour already, so you really don't have to ask how I'm doing.
Oh.
It's how we begin it. I understand, but.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you doing, Leo?
I'm well. How are you, Dick?
Good. Good to see you.
Yeah. How you been?
Well, I'm doing a reprieve of a gadget because the first time I did it, we didn't have our video component. And this is something that really has to be seen to be enjoyed. And I'm talking, I don't know you, I think you were astounded by it the first time, but it was the Elektron Echo Mini Piano.
You mean this gadget is... You mean we've been doing this show so long that some of the gadgets we actually talked about are now in the gadget warehouse?
This was in the gadget warehouse originally.
Oh.
It's just that we were not doing the video version.
So we've never seen this.
We've never seen it. We've heard about it. Well, you know, I'll just refresh your memory. It starts with a postcard, and the postcard says, congratulations. This is about 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you have won the Elektron Echo Mini Piano for just the price of shipping. Imagine the joy of gathering the family around your mini piano to sing songs. We're even going to include the mini piano songbook. So just send $12.87.
Wow, that's very expensive shipping and handling.
Oh, yeah, but Leo, it's insured motor delivery.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's got to come by a truck.
By motor.
Okay. By motor, okay. So you send your $12.87 and you wait and wait and wait. And then your piano arrives. But a little disappointing because the mailman pushes it through the mail slot on your front door.
Oh, it fits and a piano. Really? Fits through a mail slot?
Mini piano.
When they're saying mini, they mean mini. It's about the size of a checkbook.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, it's not that big. It's 2x4 inches, okay? But I asked Mr. Wonderlin to come down because you really can't judge it until you hear the audio quality.
And Dennis is a trained piano technician.
Dennis, yes. Let me turn the mic. Turn the mic here.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the musical stylings of Dennis Wonderlin. Wait a minute. Can you put the mic a little closer, please? No, it still sounds crappy. Can you... That is terrible.
But Leo, the funny thing is, I thought I'd do a little web search. There were two people. One is sold already. Two people selling these on eBay as collector's items.
Because they remember getting ripped off once before.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And one person got $25 for theirs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did they have to pay shipping and handling?
Yeah, you know, maybe I should put this on eBay and then put trucking will be. I'll just do a close up picture so you can't.
Well, that's the trick. I think that's how they probably do. So if I search for Elektron Echo Mini.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Go to eBay.
Yep.
And type Elektron Mini Piano and it should come up. Because I checked this morning and saw that one of them was gone, but one of them is still.
They're all sold out.
It's sold out.
Oh, you snooze, you lose.
You do.
Too, so, could have paid $25 for that piece of, I mean, that fine instrument.
No. What are you kidding? This is, I'm sorry that I asked Dennis to put on a tuxedo to do that.
It didn't sound like it could actually do chords.
No,
precisely.
Not exactly. No.
Really, there's no sound coming. That would annoy a cat, maybe.
Yes, exactly. It is a riot. And by the way, the songbook was also, I don't have the songbook here. The songbook is also 2x4 inches, and it's 5 pages, and each song is just 4 lines of music.
Wow.
Yeah, which is plenty. I think after you hear 4 lines of music, you've heard enough.
I just want to show you, we have a video, speaking of video, for those of you watching at home, of somebody using that TheraBall. Looks like he's on a treadmill. Oh, golly. No, that looks painful. Oh, God, he's doing it again. Probably shouldn't try this at home. Oh!
You know, You know, he's using the wrong side. Here, flip it over, pal. I guess neither. Now, you know, do it one more time. Use the edge.
There you go. Oh, golly. No. Okay. Yeah. If he had an electron mini piano, life could be so much better.
Absolutely. He could, you know, in agony, someone could be serenading him.
Wow. Wow.
The electron echo mini piano.
Mini piano
bench about that big.
Wait, what about the music? They said it came with music.
Yeah, the music was it's a little book, 2x4 inches, and that only has 4 lines of music for each of 5 songs.
Oh.
That was your family music book.
Oh, my God.
It was a riot. There was another company that was sending them out, but saying, start thinking about how you're going to rearrange your furniture so when your mini piano comes.
No.
Yes.
Make some space in your drawer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Make room in your pocket.
Yes. You might want to move the Kleenex over.
That's good. You might want to take out a couple of dimes to make room for your...
Arrange the furniture. That is so funny.
Pretty amazing stuff.
iDoc Mark is just...
It's not fun now. Now people just send you scam things and just rip you off electronically.
Right.
And
they don't
No fun at all.
You no uniformed messenger from the federal government or anything.
Oh. Not at all.
iDoc Mark has just discovered that there's a Zabar's right around the corner, and he's about to tear out of there, so I think we better...
He just walked out the door.
We better wrap this edition up.
He said to Myra, will I be performing again? And Myra said, I hope not. So he left.
That's it. I'm done. I did the Forrester edition. I bet he was a cantor when he was a young man. It sounds like he's in the temple right now.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, he's got that voice. It is Mark's birthday. Happy 64th to Mark Sekernig. He's been the butt of many a joke.
Yes,
yes.
And will continue to be. And with good reason, I might say.
He's a very generous fellow. He once sent me a whole package of eyeglass cleaners gratis.
Oh, wow.
So thank you, Mark. It's great to see you. Happy birthday. Off to Zabar's with you. Dick DeBartolo, thank you. Once again, a wonderful weekly daily Gizwiz.
Well, wait a minute. You don't want to do a letter?
Oh, crap. I thought I was out of here.
Oh, my.
By the way, Mark was born in the same hospital I was.
Really?
Yes, 8 years earlier.
Holy cow.
Isn't that cool?
Holy cow. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Anyway, my letter, Leo, comes from eBay enforcement.
Oh, dear. Are you in trouble? What?
Yeah.
You're selling stuff on eBay. What happened?
Well, you know what? We were looking for my eBay auction stuff, and you said, oh, it's so hard to find. So I took the domain name Dick's eBay Mad Stuff.
Right.
And you can't do that.
You can't?
No.
You can't have eBay in the name of a website?
No, I got this like three-pay. You know, eBay, the leading provider of online person-to-person services.
On.
And we spent millions, and our name means so much. And if you do what you are doing, people may confuse you with things that we do. And anyway, on and on and on. So it said, we have successfully sued many people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Jeez.
And you have to let us know in writing that you will not. So, you know, I wrote back and I said, you know, I have to tell you something. I said, first of all, I thought this was a funny idea. Second of all, I thought I was helping eBay. And third of all, I do a lot of radio and television and talk about eBay endlessly as a fun place to find stuff. I said, but obviously I will not continue to use that. And then after 3 days, I got a letter back that, you know, they totally understand that I didn't even think about when I took that thing. And thanks for cooperating, and no harm done, and the case is closed. But, Leo, something I didn't know is you cannot unregister a website.
No, okay? It's yours for a year, whether you want it or not, buddy. Not.
So all you can do is put it under construction.
Yeah.
And let it run out. So, but I thought, boy, they must sit around and.
Well, there's this thing called Google, really. All they have to do is enter eBay into Google, and these things just pop up.
Boy, I'm amazed that it got into Google so fast, because I'd only registered like 2 days before.
Really? They
that.
Found it that fast? There's some,
they found it.
There's
found
you
it.
Have a, I think you have a mole in your operation.
Yeah, I think so. So now it's just dicksmadauction.com. So unless the people who own the word auction, Mad doesn't care, because I've been there for so many years.
Wow. Now, I got a couple of emails from Datamancer. I mentioned that I ordered a steampunk laptop a year and a half ago.
You paid the guy like $50,000 down.
Well,
okay.
So first of all, in the steampunk days, laptops are extraordinarily expensive. This is a $5,000 laptop, and I had to pay him half up front. So a year and a half ago, I sent him $2,700.
Right.
And he has ever since.
A couple of MacBooks, but. Right now.
But ever since, he's been working very hard, and he has some good news to report.
Oh.
Yes, I'm very excited. He's got all his parts back from the laser cutter, and he's polishing his parts right now. So here is.
Great.
Yeah, so here is some of the.
Now he's just waiting for innards, I believe.
That says Asus. I don't know. Maybe he's got.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And then okay. Rich sent me yesterday.
Holy cow,
he's got his the keyboards have arrived, and it's interesting. These are engraved with a.
Actually, that is quite impressive.
Yeah, these are a diamond. They call it diamond drag engraving machine. So the lettering doesn't wear off. The black doesn't fade.
Holy
and so this
cow.
Laptop will last.
Now, is this your very machine that he sent?
No, this is somebody's, no. But not. I don't know. I haven't finished. I still owe him $2,700. He better hurry, because I'm running out of money.
Oh, okay.
Look at on the Enter key, they've got a little abacus. Did you see on the sound keys, they've got a little Victrola?
Oh, how.
Isn't that cool? The tab button says tabulator.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very an elegant script for the letter. I doubt I'll be using this laptop, but. You know, it was Windows XP when I ordered it. I think we're going to get it in time for Windows 8. I'm not sure, but be my guess. Anyway, so I just a little update. The keyboard and the back are ready.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Okay. And then, let's see. Oh, yeah. The What the Heck Is It game, people can play that. And when the, where's my Mad Magazine?
Oh, yeah, the July-August with Spider-Man on it there.
Issue. Oh, that's, those things are neat.
Gizwiz.biz. I feel like I know what this is, but I just, people say that to you all the time. I know what that is, but I can't place it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. A lot of people do say that. And I always tell people it's not part of something. It's the whole gadget.
That's the whole gadget.
I don't trick you in that way.
I just feel like, I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious what the function of the black part is, but I don't know what the white part is.
Okay, so what, you're 2% there?
Yeah. I know 2%.
I'll send you the fold in.
Yeah, there you go. I don't get the whole magazine, just the fold in. Featuring such great stories as What If Batman Were Jewish, Breaking Bad, Planet Tad, and Spider-Man versus the Avengers. That's going to be good. Gizwiz.biz. You just have to guess what that is. You don't even have to guess right.
I have a full page ad in there. Do you know about Total Pillow? Have you ever seen those ads?
No,
Total Pillow, where it's this one pillow and you can make it do all different things. And it's an infomercial, but it's taken off. So now, like, Staples carries it and a lot of drugstores carry it. Oh. And so it looks like the real ad, but my ad is the incredible versatile pillow that changes shapes in seconds. It can be round, or it can be circular. It could be donut shaped. It could be wheelish. Is it as a toilet seat cover, a fashion necklace?
Pretty much any shape, as long as it's circular.
Buy one set, get one free. Just pay for the extra free set.
Anyway. Don't you think, unfortunately, that?
Oh, there's the real one.
Yeah, stuff is so stupid and crappy now that it's almost like it's hard to write a parody because it's already a parody.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You just take it, it took a long time. I had to watch that ad about 90 times to think, how bizarre can I get? I am not going to
a hotel with that thing on my luggage.
Man, at the gym, stick it in your shorts and protect your junk. And then there's a great shot of what that would look like. So,
You have a Total Pillow? Liz says it's great. It goes with her TheraBumpy.
Oh, okay.
Do you like your Total? I remember when you were excited that it came. My Total Pillow came, you said. And what shape do you fold yours into?
The way they do it right there.
Just like that? You don't put it between your legs? Cradle you in comfort? Actually, you put the Total Pillow on your head and put that TheraBumpy between your legs. You're set.
Good to go.
There you go. Cheap Saturday night.
Yeah. Wow. Wait a minute. You order the pillow and you get a Total Compress with it.
Exactly.
That's a special bonus. Double your order. Just pay separate shipping and handling for $48.
As they do.
Yeah.
As they want. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, in my ad, I said, twistable, foldable, humpable.
That is what leaps to mind, and I'm sure that's the intent.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. Humpable. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, Dickie D. I think now we've done every segment of the show.
I believe we have. Hey, Leo, how are you?
I'm great. great. I've got a Total Pillow. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? You put that in the stack. You know, Leo, the Total Pillow, this will save you.
Yes.
Your ball, the Total Pillow on top of the ball.
Oh, cradling the TheraBall.
Which will cradle, yes.
Perfect.
There you go. It's perfect.
Perfect. It's a leaning tower of pillow. I'll be very happy.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Dickie D. Thank you for joining us. We do the Giz Whiz right after the radio show on Saturdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2100 UTC at twit.tv. Will you tune in next week? And if you can't watch live, you can always get audio or video downloaded to your device by visiting the website twit.tv. Thanks, Dickie D.
Bye.
See you next week.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Weekly Daily Giz Whiz. A Weekly Giz Whiz. A lousy.